Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Well, namaste, beloved ones. Welcome to all of you gods and goddesses, priests and priestesses, all of you amazing beings. Thank you for being here with me, Master Lady Kira Ra, in one of my favorite spots here at Tosa Blue Mountain, what we lovingly call, what Sri and I call Wate Cafe. And this is just one of the little eating places in our main courtyard that we adore. And what you can't see is Merlin and Sri's chair right here. But I wanted you all to know that Merlin was there along with one of our beautiful indigenous altars. And we have some Palo Santo burning for you this evening. And the most amazing welcome from a truly magical evening. Thank you for being here. And so in the soul mirror of your life right now, what is reflecting? So as we come together here this evening with just such joy and so much to share, we can all feel what is happening. We are in the middle of this consciousness collision, and there is so much to share. I have a lot to share. My beloved angel Sri has a lot to share, and we have a lot of beautiful, amazing beings that are right here at Tosa Blue Mountain that are also going to be sharing, and we're also going to be receiving all of your phone calls. So please go ahead and get into the queue. 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500, and of course, over at BBS Radio, toll free, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And hey, are we at YouTube? I don't know, but I'm seeing people go, we are. I think we're really, really there. And so we made this happen. We are saying enough. Enough to that which is seeking to stop us. Enough to that which is saying that you are not enough. You do not deserve. You cannot be. Enough. Enough. The truth will be revealed. And, you know, Sri and I on Sunday during Sri and Kira Live, once again, a fascinating experience trying to get that show up. It is finally up at YouTube, but remember, always over at onenesstalkradio.com, you can find us, and bbsradio.com. Make sure you know both of those stations. If you don't ever see us at YouTube, go there. And so the information we put out on Sunday was very profound and very accurate, and we were very clear that on Sunday, it initiated this experience that's going to culminate these 12 days as one day in September. I mean, really take that in. I giggle at how many nights Sri and I have looked at each other and went, is this day 10 or 12? Or what day in today is this? And you reflect back even upon this morning, you know, with that, was that today? Right? That moment of really coming into the moment of becoming aware of how much is happening. So September has been this profound month of the awareness of the choice that was made in August. And as we came into September, as this year of perfect balance has been coming in, we are now walking into this moment of October where we are literally seeing a halftime. So I want you to really take that in. We're in 12 days as one. That's right now, right? We're coming to the culmination of that. And then on October 1, just a couple days away, and it's a micro full moon up level. Just breathe that one in. So that's 2 days from now. You have this micro full moon up level experience with October 1, where it is literally going to be a hard stop from 12 to 6. There won't be any adjustment period. There won't be anything. It's literally going to be like walking into a new world. And this is why I've been really wanting to talk about these October experiences. I've also already finished the entire 2021 revelations, while unpacking that still, but you want to be with Sri and I this coming Sunday, right here at all of these same stations, when I do start talking about that more, because this is a big moment. This week, this very moment right now, is about the collision of consciousness as the truth being revealed. And this started on Sunday, as far as this energy building, building, building. And there's been a lot of truth being revealed, because you can no longer lie to yourself. Bottom line, you can't do it. So here's the gift. If you've really been living who you are, if you've really been claiming who you are in a moment of incredible expansion. This 12-1, remember, this was a full year of mastery growth, if you were conscious of it, pulling forward in the month of September, giving you everything you need to meet the next 3 months. October, November, and December are profound. They are individual as they are interwoven. And everything, we are loved so much that the universe came forward and said, look, you're going to need a little help. And so let's give it to you. If you choose to be awake, here it is. You can have it. And so are you receiving it? Here we are in the last couple days of September. It's right now. It's right now. Are you receiving it? And you know, sometimes receiving it is going to feel really crappy. I need you to hear that, because it means you're going to have to look at something that maybe you didn't want to look at. It means you're going to have to really get nakedly honest with yourself. And then to remember how amazing you are. Because that's that collision of consciousness that's coming with that micro full moon up level this week, this Thursday, October 1. Look in your inbox for a special email that day about the energy of Thursday. And so as you are really coming into this moment where these 12s are still here, we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Believe me, it's every single ounce of September, and then that breath into October, where it's a sudden slow to 6 days as one. So we're still calling in greater mastery in a much greater way. However, what we are doing is being gifted with the space to experience. October is a month of experience. And so I'm on a different computer, thanks to my amazing husband who demands all of the credit for tonight. I want to show you, there we are. I want to show you the calendar. So here we are looking at October. October, you see, is very much about the divine directors. And you see right here where it says, you are on earth, this earth right now, because you are a master. Period. End of story. No caveat. You are on earth because you are a master. Really breathe that in. If you can call that in, that is the energy of propulsion. That is the energy that will sail you through. And if you gaze at what was offered for this month, it was all about the truth will be revealed. And you notice that it was very much about the dolphin energy, very much about the watery flow, very much about the ancient temples. The truth will be revealed, and we are already in the temple. If you gaze here, you see the top Sunday. That was this past Sunday, Monday, yesterday, Tuesday, today. And you see the first dolphin nose right there, swimming in ecstasy. That's the knowing of what's coming. It's the rest of this week. And if you look over on the third, you'll see very, 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 very faintly. If you have the up-level calendar at home, you can look at this more. But you'll see there's the bubble with the other bubbles coming out. This week, right after that micro full moon up level, 2 days away, we're waxing into it tonight. Tonight opens it. That's why it's such a special night, right? that's when that collision of consciousness is going to come in. And if you've been gifting yourself with the 12 days of one, if you have been saying yes, no matter how intense it has been, no matter how fast it has been, no matter how overwhelming it has been, if you have just kept in your multidimensional presence and the recognition that this is 12 days is one, how blessed am I? Wow. Because it is, it's such a gift. We are loved so much. Then October is a month where you get to exhale it into the experience of your life. Your dreams are right in front of you. Everything is manifesting. Now what? Well, that what is the collision in consciousness. Because when we go from that great halt, from that 12 to 6, when that happens that rapidly, in that moment, if you are aligned with fear, if you are aligned with the density, if you are very out focused on the world around you, if your joy is dependent upon the headline of the day, if you are unable to have that steadfast right there, that steadfast, really strong commitment, if you're unable to do that, then the immediate halt is going to feel like almost a gut punch. It's going to be very third dimensional. It's going to be very third chakra-y. And it's going to feel like, especially those that are in anger, it's going to be that they're already so angry and so wound up that this is going to be like an instant collapse that's going to freeze it. And it's going to be that, what do I do? I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And it's going to take a lot to crack it open because it's going to be building and building and building. And so that can exist. Both of those can be existing within you if you have been lying to yourself. And if that's the case, then that which has been encased is ready to break free. The question is, who is the you that will meet it? That beautiful being that just came out of the cocoon and has no idea where it is met by that loving embrace of that seventh dimensional self that is so aware that this is a great moment, or that third dimensional self that will do everything it can to stuff it back in a bottle. You are the master. And this month, you are on earth because you are a master. And I want you to notice how you feel about that, because remember that October is also visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. This is a month. It's the first step in. Remember, September anchored that profound shift section of the energy flows. And let me go back to the live camera. So in the 2020 energy flows, we have profound shift, and that first series, that first column just culminated. Now, as we go from September into October, what's really valuable to remember is that this is going to be basically the anchor of the pyramid that opened the base in March, April. It's a downward facing pyramid. And so March and April are those top two points, and they've been waiting for this moment because we are entering into the spin of that visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Your conscious awareness, and I want you to just slow and listen, okay? Your conscious awareness right now is very aware that you are aware at many levels simultaneously right now in this moment. And I want you to just relax and feel that. You know this. You know this at every level. It's a deep level. Now, oh, wow, breathe. Now I want to invite you, as you really breathe, to call into this moment, last March and April. Last March and April is when all of this began, when this introduction of this energy that has taken this timeline into an outer loop that's on the dark side of the moon. And we are in a moment right now where we absolutely can bring it back into balance. This is not us versus them. That's spiritual activism. This is the moment of ascension consciousness, which is beyond ascension awareness. It is the full moment of the embodiment of the golden chalice of divine light that you are. And this month, this moment, right now, as we head into this October 1 micro full moon up level, there is a collision in consciousness that is coming forward for all beings. This is your moment to literally say, yes, I'm able to get off of this incredibly insane merry-go-round and start dancing. That 6 instead of 12 is an opportunity for you. Now hear this experience. You've just grown a year and a month. You've just grown a year and a month. Really take that in. Wherever you step into October 1, that's where you would have been next year, October 1. Yay, oh my God, are we blessed.
Yahoo!
Yeah, Shri's affirming that. Shri's affirming that. So as we do that, now with that wiser, more illuminated, empowered divine you, right? You get to step into a conscious moment of manifestation where you've got 6 days as one that's feeling like a piece of cake because you've acclimated to 12 as one. You are still in 6 times faster creation, yet you have a greater conscious awareness through that step ahead that has brought you into the now that has you co-creating in October. And I want you to have really felt what I just shared with you. And if you want to close your eyes, you can, because when you open them, my beautiful beloved husband will be joining us. And so what you want to do is right now, go back to September 1. And now I want you to take September 1 and I want you to go all the way ahead to September 1, 2021. Step 1 second, come back, step in, open your eyes. Feel that. Really feel that. Notice where it's hitting your chakras. Notice where it's hitting your chakras. And so this is that moment of letting go of the doubt, because when this real collision of consciousness comes in, this is why the truth is being revealed. This is why you cannot hide from yourself. And this is why the truth will come out. In every way. We started talking about this on Sunday, and there's been a lot of truths being exposed in a lot of different ways. And remember, begin with yourself. What are you knowing about yourself? Is it a celebration or is it something that's scaring you? Either way, it's a joy-filled moment of awareness. It's an opportunity to love all of it and to say thank you to the master you that has called forward the awareness of this level of consciousness. That's the moment we're in. And you know, that's the moment that we've all been experiencing here at Tosa Blue Mountain as well. And on Sunday, here comes my husband. Look, don't you love this? Doesn't Lashree's coming in through the bushes? Hey there. Hi, my angel. I'm gonna scooch right over. There we are.
Okay.
Sure. All right. Or do you want me to move? You want
doesn't
me to go
matter.
On this side? Okay. Look who is holding his seat warm right there. Oh, look. Oh, too cute. Oh, my gosh. Here, Merle, get down. All right. You know him. He'll be back. So here's my gorgeous husband, as promised, delivered in person. The one, the only, Shri Ramka. Welcome, Shri Ramka. We are so glad you are here with us this evening.
I wanted to share a little gift, and it looks like this.
Is that the most beautiful rose you've ever seen?
Look at the kiss of red on the background of the golden yellow. This is the flame. This is the aura of gold. This is the opportunity to appreciate that which is natural.
Yeah.
This is you.
Right?
This is you. So, wait a minute. No, that's not me. I have pimples. Oh. No, this is your essence. And so when we take a breath and just let in the beauty of the rose,
yeah,
we can feel that because it reflects against the beauty that we are. You cannot feel anything or notice anything if it isn't in you. And So I wanted to just pause for a moment and acknowledge how beautiful everyone is, and how beautiful beautifully we can be when we pause, breathe, and allow ourselves to see the beauty. And in seeing the beauty, we become the beauty.
Oh, yeah.
Love flows where your attention goes.
Yes, it does. And you know, Sri, I'm just loving that sharing so much. Can I touch that beautiful rose?
Yeah, there it is.
I wanted to share with all of you two things. And those of you that are sitting right here on the patio, you notice it's dripping water, right? Well, the reason it's dripping water is because our beautiful Paulina today refilled. We have all of these beautiful old stone carvings that we fill with water and float roses. And these roses are all grown by our Maria here on the property. And she goes up, and these are the roses that say, yes, I'm ready to be down there. But the other thing that it was really reminding me of was when we did our ceremony at Chobshi, when we were at the Chobshi site and we were doing, oh yeah, let's show that tree. And we were doing this amazing authentic ceremony. I loved that he anointed us with roses, and he had all these beautiful roses, and it was like a bouquet of roses dipped in water that he was working with all of us with. And so that essence of the rose has been really profound this week. And thank you, Sri.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. I don't want to put it down. Like, I just want to keep sharing it. And so we'll have it right up here, and just know that we're sharing it with you through this entire experience. Wow, Sri, thank you. So let's show that picture and talk about it. You want to do that first? We're going to dive
showing
into
our
this.
Audience.
Hey,
there.
Everybody wave. So, hey, this is...
You're on camera.
They're all right here sitting in the courtyard. And don't you love those black hangy chairs? Aren't those great? And we just love those chairs. And Masha looks so pretty. Everybody looks so great in there. And so welcome, everyone. And yeah, hey, we're loving you guys. And now that's Sri and I, the magic of my husband and some duct tape, right?
Yeah,
he duct taped two cameras together
up
here, literally, so that we could do that special effect just for you. Yeah.
So yeah, here we are in the courtyard at Tosa Blue Mountain, and this is one of the private dining areas. And what you can't see, you might notice the dancing flames right behind Kira. There's a beautiful heater there.
It's so pretty.
Because we're outside and we're enjoying the flowers and the aromas and the coolness that comes in the evening.
Well, you know,
which
the angel
is a nice
trumpets.
Contrast from the warmness that comes in
during the day, right? And the angel trumpets bloom at night, and wow, the aroma is just incredible and very magical. And this is, again, I want to go back to the solstice and talk about how we got to where we are right now, building up to this up level of this collision of consciousness on October 1. And so, Sri, why don't you do the honors and talk about the what we're going to show them, this beautiful shot right here.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of sharing that we can offer to you because we've been living 12 days in one around here. And I'm sure many
sometimes
of you.
Sometimes 24, right?
However, it was just a few days ago that we were in fire ceremony here at Tosa Blue Mountain. And what was so fabulous about that is, well, our attention may have been on the flames of the fire. Our greater sensory abilities were feeling a sense of flow, feeling a sense of connection.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's important as conscious human beings is to stop periodically and ask, what am I connected to? We can feel connection. We can sense that something's happening. And if we don't just breathe and relax our awareness a little bit and ask, what am I connected to? We miss the opportunity to have a greater landscape. And we're going to show you a greater landscape here that occurred during our beautiful fire ceremony.
So this was the equinox, and this was the opening ignition of the Cosmic Origins group. And Sri Ramka was standing still when this was taken.
I guess it's not going to get any bigger on this computer, but take a look at the dance of the flames and the smoke. Hang on a second. I'm going to try to make this a little bigger.
There we are. All right. Look at that. Sri Ramka. And if you move this open, I bet you'll see more. Sri Ramka was not No, I didn't mean that. We're on a different computer, guys. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. He was not moving when this was taken.
So if you look at the movement energy going on, you can see what was connecting to us.
Yeah.
And the beautiful embrace of the spiritual energies and the disincarnates that were dancing.
Well, and what I'm loving is you can see the prayers being received. You can see your sacred intentions spiraling up. I mean, this was just such an extraordinary moment. And again, this was the same fire where we had the Nefertiti that we showed on Sunday. And we just want to share this with you as well, because we are at a heightened moment. When we were at Chobshi, and we could stop the share now, don't you think? When we were at Chobshi, one of the things then, as we were talking to this beautiful, beautiful Taita, who will be working with us again in just another week, we're going to be going back with yet another group. And this is really important, is that a lot of people around here are actually coming back to the old ways, because there is a recognition that there is a consistency and a connection and an understanding and an appreciation, and that Mother Gaia is saying hello.
Absolutely. And one of the things I think that is a blessing of this pandemic that entered into our
shared
world back in March is it gave everyone a call. Are you going to compress or expand?
Right.
It was that simple. When this energy flowed in and society got interrupted, all the patterns got interrupted. What happens when your patterns get interrupted? We freak out for a moment. And then we have to make a choice. Right. Are we going to feed the freak out, or are we going to seize the day,
freak out, so to speak?
And so what I have witnessed, and I'm beginning to feel more gratitude around, is the great opportunity that has been before all of us to grow and evolve at a pace that we weren't allowing ourselves to experience
before.
It's like a lot of the distraction got pulled away.
Yeah.
And so we were able to be in a beautiful way. Now, this brings us a little bit to one of the conversations that we want to have around consciousness. That conscious, she's dancing with the computer.
I'm so not used to this computer. Yeah. It's ridiculous. It cannot handle my energy. Everything I touch is like, no,
getting small
no,
and big.
Kira,
you don't see that on the
me.
Other side because the camera is separate.
This is why we went Mac like 15 years ago, because this poor man, I went through 6 computers in 3 weeks. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So, I won't touch it. Let's just play with this for a second, because there's an important
Mac.
Message here. And that is that consciousness is an act of will or choice.
Really breathe that in.
So it's a wonderful paradox. Everyone on the planet is awake. And that will rub people the wrong way. They go, awake? Oh, no, I know some people that are really asleep. Now, in the way that I'm talking right now, what are they awake to?
Exactly.
They're awake to density, or they're awake to their spirituality, or they're awake to the conscious ascension process. So everyone, let it go.
I'm trying not to do that.
Everyone is awake to something. Now, what you are awake to is feeding you to sustain that level of consciousness. So if we are awake to the polarity, if we are awake to the pain, is feeding that aspect of us. And that is a choice that we make. If we are awake to the beauty, if we are awake to the potential, seeing each being at their highest expression, even though they may not be seeing themselves that way,
right,
then we are creating a fabric or an environment that will call it out, mm-hmm. that will allow it to come forward. And so consciousness, therefore, is something that you get to choose through your steadfast commitment and your focused awareness and your trust in
the divine
nature of who you are and who all is. And that is how we can expand.
Yeah.
So now given that, those that are on a conscious path of ascension, which we call self-ascension. That is, I am lifting into an ever-refining reality, a greater expansion of love and light. And that is my choice. I choose to be in that. When that consciousness intersects with consciousness that is more focused on subject, object, me versus them, the polarities and the fears, at some point, the conversation gets really difficult. The love can be there, but the understanding starts to fade a little bit because those in density cannot grasp. They have no context for understanding ascended consciousness. And this then becomes a, let's just say, ships in the night kind of experience.
Well, this comes back to the October energy, which, yes, let's not forget, is you cannot argue with a drunk. And that really is the October energy. And so let's talk about that consciousness, Sri, yeah, and how that's really coming forward. And as we go into that, I was looking over at the call board. We have quite a few people that have called in. And let's go ahead and maybe take a caller. And then after we do that, we're going to go ahead and bring in some of our guests to also talk about how experiencing this moment of consciousness is really moving forward. And I also want to talk about the San Pedro effect of that as well, because, yeah, we are in a profound moment, and one of the gifts that has happened here at Toasted Blue Mountain that we really feel we want to share with all of you is that this was the time that our mother, our grandmother, San Pedro, we received this pair it was a grandmother and a grandfather that you could tell had been overly harvested, and the grandmother came with these big holes in her, and we lovingly planted them, and we put some Incan artifacts up with them, and I sat with her one day and she revealed to me an entire process for people to take a San Pedro journey without ever ingesting. And it was based around her. And I made a commitment to her that I would never harvest her again, that she would never again be cut. And that we were clear that this was like her mate that she came with. And so we've been protecting the two of them. And it was about a month ago, and Bria Rose is here and can talk a little bit about it because she was actually the one who found it, that she first birthed a baby, this beautiful little baby that's been growing now. And it was about 2 weeks after the birth of the baby, right? Yeah. I have the picture of the day that I found the birth. I've got the whole picture there. And about 2 weeks later, she was so pregnant and so filled with so much life and so much light and so top heavy that she said, I am ready. And so are you. And she lovingly, having birthed a baby, said, here I am. And then the way that you process San Pedro is the what would have been the top of the arm gets replanted. So she's still here. It's like Groot. We were giggling. That's baby, yeah, Groot. And so our baby Gruta is growing because this is our grandmother. And I was like, wow, it really is baby Groot. And so it's really been a beautiful journey. And that beautiful medicine was brought in during this divine feminine cycle, and all the beings that are working with San Pedro with us in October until we run out will be blessed with this energy at this moment where the truth is revealed. And so we have some people that were recently with her and are going to invite that sharing as well, because we feel that everything that's happening at Toasted Blue Mountain right now, you are Toasted Blue Mountain, right? I am because you are. And so we are sharing this with you in the spirit of your receiving it. And many of you have written us. Many of you have been on the journey we've been on. Many of you have been having the same energies on the same days. A lot of you saying, hey, do you think that was me? Or hey, do you think that was me? The answer is yes. You know, trust what's happening. That's why we come together. That's why we share this, because the truth is being revealed. And in this moment, the truth of who you are is why you're here right now. Yes. And so trust that, right? So let's take in a breath on that. And Sri, let's say hi to a caller. Where are we going?
Well, we've got some choices here.
All right. So it looks like we're going where? To Connecticut? Is that where we're going?
We'll say hi to Connecticut.
All right. We're going to Connecticut. Namaste, Connecticut. Welcome to the show.
Yes, you did.
You did get through. Hi, sweetheart. So first and foremost, my love, you know it is no accident you got through tonight and that you're our first caller. I mean, you know that, right? Right? Well, not only are you blessed. Yeah. Not only are you blessed, so is everyone who in the moment of that divine knowing has the body step forward and saying, okay, great. Now that you're here, we've got work to do. Let me show you what it is. This is the sign of the attainment. In the moment of the attainment, the true sacred union, where the soul has come forward to guide the body, where the ego has relaxed and said yes, that is the moment where the body will come forward and say, great, now here's what I'm going to be doing while you're doing that. This is the moment where trusting the body and the body trusting you, this is your collision of consciousness. This is exactly what we're talking about. This is that exactly what's happening, and it's in such beautiful timing, my love. Look at your timing. You are so blessed. Because here we are, right? You are. Here we are in this beautiful micro full moon up level. Tonight is when we're starting to see the swell, right? All that energy is going to start building, building, building. 12, 12, 6, float. And so let your body have its moment. Let it do what it is needing to do. However, let go of trying to control what's happening in any way and pay attention. I will share with you, I get you need to look at how you're eating. This is very similar to what happened to me when I really claimed Master Lady Kira Ra, and I had to make dramatic shifts in the way I was eating to be able to adapt and hold the frequency. Everything you're sharing is rapid frequency spikes. It's like the first time you hold a set of Egyptian healing rods and they move through your meridian fields, you're getting those pulse waves. So it's an extraordinary moment. And I love you so much. And I know so many other people are having this moment right now. So thank you for bringing this into tonight's show, honey. We love you so much.
Thank you. I love you so much.
Thank you, honey. Namaste. Well, you know, Sheree, speaking of loving so much, we have, I'm looking out at our studio, our live studio audience from the courtyard, right? And I'm thinking maybe what I'll do is like slip into your chair, or would you like to do the interviews?
Oh, that's fine. You slide over. And,
okay.
I'm just smiling. I've got people.
Oh, hey, we've got you on camera again. Broad angle shot. There we are. Hey, right on. Love it.
Well, and before you run there, I want to say something which ties to our caller, and it ties to all of us.
Yeah.
And that is that when we are rapidly moving forward, it reminds us that we must bring to conclusion that which we've invested in, which no longer applies.
Exactly.
Let me say this differently.
Yeah.
If we've sent our energy out into old contracts, old relationships, old situations that we've outgrown, that they're just not for us anymore, and we didn't pull that energy back, guess what happens? You get stretched in a way that can cause a thumb to hurt, that can cause a little minor hiccup or accident as a wake up to, wait a minute, where is my energy? What am I connected to?
Yeah.
If I'm connected to an old way of being and yet I'm going to my new way, I'm not fully respecting that which is coming because I haven't pulled the energy cords out of the past. And so
breathe that in. Right?
So it's important. This is going to show up in the second chakra in most people, because the second chakra is about that which the old pictures versus the new dream.
Right.
That's the balance point of that chakra. What have I invested in that's already passed? And what am I investing in that's about to become?
So let's explore that more. Let's talk about that expansion of consciousness. And so we're going to, and you know, the other thing you and I can do is if you and I scooch, I think we can fit another person here.
Hop on over here.
No, how about if you scooch, I scooch. We're scooching.
We all scooch.
May the scooching begin. Come over. Oh, I love this. Look, guys, don't you love him? Is he amazing? Look at him. Look at all of them. Are they beautiful? All right. So what we'll do is we're going to bring one chair in. Whoever has the thinnest chair up there.
One of the little colorful
maybe
ones.
One of those little colorful chairs that Kim's in. Or Masha, are you in one? Who's in the colorful chair? Kim is. That means Kim gets to come on first. Come on, Kim, because we're stealing your chair. All right, so we're bringing in Kim. And so Kim is really quite an extraordinary being because she is one day post-grandmother San Pedro and her first day in her Atlantean healing chamber, right? And so let's talk about, you know, Kim has been here as part of that group that opened up with that beautiful Cosmic Origins fire and has been on this rising consciousness journey with Sri and I over the past week. And so how has that experience been for you? What can we share with people that would be good for them to know in that rapid escalation of consciousness?
Oh, incredible. I came here to remember who I was. Mm. And oh, the San Pedro, it's just like gentle connecting with the mother and love and just going into that altered state and looking at trees and like seeing them as beings, being able to see like much deeper. Oh my. And then my first day of the Atlantean Healing Chamber is really incredible. I want to raise my vibration, remember who I am. Like floating into the cosmos.
You are energy, my love.
Do you feel what's going on here, guys? Get down here. It's so beautiful. Well, Kim, if you were to share anything with everyone right now, you know, if there was one thing in this moment when we're hitting into this collision of consciousness and ready to expand, what would you share? What would be your piece of wisdom or advice?
I would say, open your heart. Once you expand your vibration and you remember who you can never be small again. You're not a body. Connecting with that and you never forget is awesome.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. So now we're going to play switch chairs. So you're going to switch with Bria. Come on in, Bria, because we're keeping your chair. All right, here's our beautiful Bria Rose. I think you all know Bria Rose, right?
Hi.
Hey, and so Bria Rose has been superwoman, all right? I mean, she has been superwoman. This woman is keeping pace with Kira Ross. I bow before you because I
Very
know.
Few people can do that.
Really, well, I know what that is.
It took a year.
So let's talk about that experience for you right now, this massive expansion, what's been happening, and you know, Chobshi, and then going up here, and then the 12 days is one. So what's your sharing? What's our words of Bria wisdom?
Well, it's been incredible to navigate the multiple worlds that exist at Tosa Blue Mountain. Because you'll be like doing dishes, you know, and then meanwhile your crown is opening up and you're receiving all this energy.
It's
meanwhile,
true.
you're experiencing telepathic communication with the people around you, and it's like, wow, you know, and it's just been incredible. I think a major gift that came forward through the ceremonies and all the times we've gathered together is just this level of surrender to service that I was afraid to really dive deeply into, but given all that's come forward this week, it's just been, yeah, like, this is so, it's just so fun to surrender,
right?
Actually. It's just like,
it gets
wow,
easier.
Why did I resist it?
Bingo, like, bingo, right? Okay. The minute you finally get on the other side, you're like, wait a minute, why did I resist this?
Yeah,
it's so true.
I'll have another portion of joy, please.
Yeah, okay, this is great. Oh, well, thank you, sweetheart. What would be your Bria-ism that we're going to offer people right now?
Just the joy of surrender and trust and how it can be so scary at first, but, you know, it just opens up the multiple worlds that are all around us, just more and more and more. So.
Thank you. Thank you, my love.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you're going to trade seats with Masha. Come on in, Masha. And so many of you already know Masha, especially if you're watching over at onenesstalkradio.com. This is Masha, the host of Messages of Light. Hey, 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 amazing show offered in both English and Russian. And so, hey, make sure you check out Messages of Light. And if you're part of our Russian community, spread the word. Hey, sweetheart. So, is she glowing? What's the glow? I mean, first of all, we've got the whole glow thing going on here, right? Just glow, 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 glow. So talk to us. Why the glow?
Joy.
That'll do it.
Transformation.
Yeah, that will do it.
Oneness.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm here as a part of a group, and every day it's confirming more and more what together we are better. I know you hear it before, right. But actually, this is how it is. Together, we are in unity. If we're separated, we create the separation. We're losing the power. We're losing that creation moment and movement. I don't know how to explain it. But I see it every day. And a lot of miracles and magical coming forward because we're working together as a group, as one heart. And we are cosmic travelers. And of course, glow coming from all of us and from the beautiful little cute baby who is watching over us. Because he
likes been right off camera the whole time. I know. Well, thank you, sweetheart. And so if you were to offer everyone in this moment of your collision of consciousness, what would you offer?
Come here. Come here, see it for yourself. This is magical and this is real. This is transformational and this is multidimensional. It's pure love and you need to be brave enough to see the love who you are.
Thank you, Masha. What a beautiful gift. Thank you, sweetheart. Hey. Woo-hoo! Everybody's clapping. All right, I want a really quick Ankita. Are you willing to come?
Sure.
Okay, we'll just do really quick because I want you guys to see a vision of beauty of service. So this is Ankita, who was here last year as well. And between last year and this year, her hair, you can't see it right now. Sure. She grew her hair. It's so beautiful. Oh my goodness gracious. And so service embodied with love, light, and presence. How has this mastery moment been for you, honey?
Actually, that's what came to me during the ceremony at Chopchi was, I'm here to be of service. And Bree and I were just talking earlier today is that like allowing everything else to fall away, all the blocks, the ego, the not feeling good enough, whatever it is, to fully be of service, because I've known that for a long time, but I feel like I'm really walking the path now.
Yes, you are. And Ankita's here as an on-site resident with us right now. She has stayed on for a while. And so we are honored and grateful.
So
no, thank you. We love you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. All right, Ankita.
Yay.
Let's now come on in. Donna, you get one of the nice, fun hangy chairs. All right. Namaste. So this is beautiful Donna, and Donna has been with us all week, and she is post-chamber, can we not tell, right? This is post-chamber. How beautiful is this? So talk to us, Donna. Share.
Oh my goodness. Every day has been like a miracle unfolding, a transformational, and every day just builds on the one before, and it truly has felt like 12 days,
right? Like we've been together for a year.
Yeah,
and we're still friends.
we're more in love than ever.
Exactly.
right.
Yes. It has been. I mean, today alone, my second day in the healing chamber, that was well worth making the trip from Montana
to
here. But every day has been like that. Every day, even if I only had one day, it would be well worth it. And my suggestion to everyone is, first of all, trust yourself. Secondly, trust this amazing couple because they are incredible leaders and with so much vast knowledge and information to share to help you remember who you are and claim the life that you've always wanted And I know I'm making my dreams come true. And I have met the most incredible souls that I know we've traveled before. And I am so excited to see what happens in the future. So I am forever grateful. And I just can't thank you enough. But get here, please. Because like Masha said, this is magical. This mountain is magical. Sri and Kira are magical. And you feel like you can... truly, it's unlimited what you can do and be. And thank you for helping me say yes to me.
Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Oh my goodness. All right. We have one more beautiful soul. Come on, beautiful soul. You're going to help wrap up the show with us, because how do these shows go this fast? Oh my goodness. Who's this gorgeousness right here? All right. Woohoo. So this is the beautiful Senya.
Yes.
Ah, there it is. And she is an amazing being who is just on her second or first day out of an incredible grandmother San Pedro journey. She's been with us through this entire magical moment. I am digging the headpiece at the throat. The truth will be revealed. Fabulous, fabulous. Talk to us. How are you?
Oh, first of all, I want to start with how this whole cycle opened up for me with the Cancer full moon in June. What has been revealed to me was that my children are coming. And when we went to Chokshi and you started reading that piece where the two become the four, and it was just like, whoa, the lights went off. And I come from a culture, I'm in my late 30s, and I come from a culture that says, if you haven't had children yet, there's something wrong with you. Like, I've got a library from my family that talked about what's wrong with my placenta, why I can't have kids.
We have 1 minute.
Okay.
So go.
So
we are out of time.
Basically, it came in full circle. And when I had the ceremony yesterday with San Pedro, there was so much honor for who I am. And it was just like, no, you're not small. Finish that thing off. You are like beyond. You're a creator of life. You're seeding this planet with this body, and you are ready. And not, they like played the ceremony for me. All the ancestors came and they were like, doo, 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 doo.
I love it. I love it. So here's the key. We love you. And in this moment, in the collision of consciousness, are you willing to have the experience in October of the gift of who you are in form? We know that you're ready, and we love you dearly, and from the fifth dimension and well beyond. Here at Wate Cafe in Tosa Blue Mountain, Ecuador, we love you. Get ready for Thursday. We are 2 days away from that micro full moon up level, that collision of consciousness. We are here. We are ready. We are open, and we are certainly guided. Thank you for being
much
here.
Much love to you all.
Namaste. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. And be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at sriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.